Alaska has one of the highest incidences of brain injuries in the nation. More than 10,000 Alaskans live with a lifelong disability resulting from a brain injury.
If you talk to the Brain Injury Association of America, they'll tell you the only cure for brain injury is prevention, and prevention is so key. You know, a brain injury occurs in an instant, but in that instant, not only is that person's life changed, but the lives of people around that person are changed as well.
That's Dr. Harvey Jacobs, a national expert on brain injuries. He's in Anchorage this week to share information at the Alaska Brain Injury Conference. Dr. Jacobs says the consequences of a brain injury can be devastating.
Brain injury starts out as a medical challenge, but ultimately, for far too many people, becomes a social catastrophe. Because after brain injury, people continue to experience many challenges, especially with severe brain injury. And there are a number of people who are unable to work, or there are changes in the way they think, and also behavioral processes which change their roles and relationships with people around them.
He says anyone can be susceptible to such an injury. Falls, vehicle accidents, and physical assaults are the most common causes, and all age groups are vulnerable. Dr. Jacobs says prevention is the key.
The work that's been done in traffic safety over the past 20 years has been significant. Wearing a seatbelt is probably the most important thing you can do, not only to save your life or to save a life with lifelong disability, but also to protect your family or the people around you whose roles, relationships, and responsibilities are going to change. Since the introduction of seatbelt laws, along with changes in the technology of cars with airbags, we've been able to reduce the number of brain injuries that occur, and we've been able to change the statistics so that motor vehicle accidents are no longer the primary cause of brain injury.
He says wearing bicycle and motorcycle helmets is essential to protect the brain. A good investment, he says, considering the jello-like brain can be injured even by a mild blow. According to Center for Disease Control data, the financial losses due to brain injuries in our society could be up to $100 billion a year in costs of care and lost economic opportunities. There are 1.7 million brain-injured people in the United States, and 80,000 to 100,000 of them have permanent disabilities. Jill Hodges, executive director of the Alaska Brain Injury Network, says the Bethel area has the highest incidence of brain injuries in the state. 800 Alaskans are hospitalized each year with moderate to severe brain injuries. 650 of those survive.
In rural Alaska, such as in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region, the top three causes are falls, followed by ATV and snow machine crashes, and then also assault.
Males aged 16 to 24 are at the highest risk, but infants are at risk too because of shaken baby syndrome. She says a lot of work has to be done to convince bush snow machiners and four-wheelers to wear head protection. She says the state and the Alaska Native Health Consortium have made some efforts in this direction. Hodges says in rural Alaska, CT scans are rare, so most injured rural residents are medevaced to Anchorage or Seattle for acute care, but on return to the village, the state and the regional behavioral health service become the primary caregivers. Hodges says there is no single rehabilitative care center in Alaska, but progress is being made in that direction.